Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Luka and LeBron. Doncic has the rebound. Up ahead. Great pass to LeBron. Scores! I gotta be honest. Weird to see.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
For three! Luka, welcome to the Lakers!
How do they keep doing it? That's the question.
I'll tell you why. It's all rigged.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. Sports radio legend Chris Mad Dog Russo. Coming up, Pro Football Talks Mike Florio. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right, hour three of the Rich Eisen Show, live on the air here on the Wednesday after the Super Bowl, Wednesday before the NBA All-Star Game goes down in the Bay Area, side of next year's Super Bowl, by the way, I might add. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your phone calls throughout this final hour. Mike Florio is going to join us. Chris Mad Dog Russo, as great as we had hoped. Same thing with Kurt Warner in hour number one. If you missed any of it, all 3 hours of this show gets re-aired on the Roku Sports channel. And also, you could just talk to your remote and say, Rich Eisen Show, and it'll pop up to a rear as well. That's the way things work around here. It's called technology. It's called streaming. It's called Roku. It's called our partnership with Roku. And we're thrilled to be on the Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast, 120 radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 375. The podcast world, all 3 hours where you can hear us again whenever you want by listening to us. Same thing with Overreaction Monday. Chris and I did that on Monday. Susie and Amy did the What the Football season finale with Jim Nance, who was a man of his word, saying I'll come back to finish the season after starting it. And we'll play you some of the best of that later on in this hour. TJ and O'Shea will be recording the latest episode of No Contest Wrestling with, who's your guest again today?
Roxanne Perez.
And she is?
Former two-time NXT Women's Champion, and she was also the last woman, along with Charlotte Flair, in the Royal Rumble. So Charlotte Flair threw Rox out of the ring, and she won. So
there you go.
She also set the record for longest time in the Royal Rumble for a woman.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll talk about
that. So let's talk about with you and O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Roxanne.
Later on. And in case anybody's wondering how much No Contest Wrestling has blown up, not only front row at Royal Rumble, but also part of Luka Doncic's Welcome to Los Angeles reel that he posted on his Instagram.
Factual.
TJ and O'Shea's reaction to that trade while recording an episode of No Contest Wrestling. It's what the kids call going viral. So, yeah, there's all that. And Jim Jackson with Ramona Shelburne run the Jim Jackson Show is the final podcast offering from us this week. Hey, everybody, you know, when we're just during the commercial break, I actually made sure a doctor's appointment that I have later on today that I've been putting off for quite some time because of the Super Bowl and the playoffs that I'm actually doing it. They were calling over and over again saying, can we confirm? And I was just, you know,
no, I can't.
I mean, I'm at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, people say that like the big events in their business, it's like our Super Bowl. Well, the Super Bowl is our Super Bowl, right?
I mean, literally,
that's a long winded setup to say we missed a lot last week while we were just talking about the Super Bowl. And now we have a moment to breathe. We will confirm, just like I did my doctor's appointment, that we heard these stories and we're about to address them. And we're going to do it in the format of something we haven't done in a while, which is a news update with Chris Brockman. Hey. Go ahead and hit it.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
Again, I can't believe that NBC News emeritus Tom Brokaw always gives his time to introduce your news update like that. It's pretty impressive.
Little nugget about that video. I actually did type something on the typewriter. Those weren't just gibberish. Oh. It wasn't just gibberish. Literally what Tom Brokaw says, I typed into the typewriter.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting
that's
little Easter
on,
egg.
That's what's on that,
I don't even know.
That piece of paper.
I don't even know.
And I rip it out of the newspaper.
All work and no play makes Chris a dull boy.
Yeah.
Maybe that you should have typed.
I have several awards.
You don't understand that movie reference, do you?
No, what is that from?
Shining.
Thank you, Jay.
What is that about?
The Shining, Chris. a movie in Technicolor.
Chris is going to go.
From
it came
the 80s.
Out before I was born, but also came
Tell
out before
Jason
was born.
Tell me you've never seen The Shining with Jack Nicholson.
No, 1980. I've never seen it. I don't like scary movies.
Huh? I get that.
I don't like thrillers or horror movies.
Duval.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah.
That is scarier than
That's right. You know who was in The Shining?
Who?
Shelley.
Oh.
Duval.
Okay, very good. Wow. Let's get to it. What do you got?
Hey, did you guys miss this? NBA trade deadline was last week. I had no idea.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy Butler's on the Warriors. Did you guys hear that?
I did.
I heard that.
It was a five-team deal. Jimmy finally got his wish, left Miami, and went to Golden State.
Yes.
He's been great. 45 points in the first two games with them, both Ws.
He got paid, too.
He got absolutely paid a massive...
Bless you.
He's allergic to the contract.
I'm allergic to the contract.
Bad, huh? Yeah.
This deal is crazy. I shouldn't have had that pub mix before we started this segment.
Wait a minute. You did that during the commercial break? Do you need some water over there?
I wanted some pub mix. It's so delicious.
Yeah, I know, but the pub mix will get stuck in your throat in the middle of your news update.
It's definitely not great. Okay, so this is a five-team trade. Oh, my goodness. What is happening?
Give me some water, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tap dance a little bit. A five-team trade with Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
Here, we don't need the information. Let me just get to the take here. If you're the Warriors, this is how desperate the Warriors are.
Mm-hmm. How desperate are they, Rich?
They're going to be the next team that if they don't pay Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Butler will turn around at the most inopportune time and say, I need to be paid again. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's how desperate you have to be is how many times can, I mean, there's two ways to look at this trade.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler is going to be the guy for Steph and Draymond to try and run it back to the old days with their youngins to try and coach them up fast enough for Steve Kerr to bring back the good times again. And Jimmy Butler is going to be the third man in here that they need, that they've been missing, and he's going to be that guy. That's one way to look at it. And the other one is, did the banana get put back in the tailpipe one more time here?
Interesting.
Jimmy Butler was handed yet another tailpipe to say,
guy,
hey.
Is this guy worth it?
I don't know.
All the trouble and pain
you
that he puts
me,
teams
man.
Through?
Look, he pretty much single-handedly carried the Heat to that bubble.
No question.
The finals.
Leading to my worst take in the history of this show.
Yes, because of...
Don't blow it up for Giannis.
Because of Jimmy Butler, Rich,
right.
You know, almost ended his career.
Is leave teams in shambles.
I fell for that banana in the tailpipe.
Minnesota, Philly, now Miami. All he does is leave teams worse off.
You forgot the Bulls.
The Bulls, I totally forgot about them.
That's how many times he's done it.
What are we doing?
I don't know, winning games with Jimmy Butler, putting 40 up.
They're not even going to win a playoff series.
Oh. Okay. Now,
is Stephen still playing?
Hold on. Winning a play.
Can he score 80 every night?
Winning a play-in tournament game, is that enough for you?
No, it doesn't count.
Okay, that doesn't matter. Then you got to go and win.
They got to advance.
Hold on a second. How many times has Jimmy Butler been told, no chance? Eight seed beats a one seed all of a sudden. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden,
even before that, he's from Tomball, Texas. Let me tell you something. I've been to Tomball, Texas. The fact that he got out of that place, respectfully, not where you're thinking that an elite NBA player is going to come out of Tomball. So for him to, just from the beginning to come up.
Buyer beware. beware. There's a banana and there's a tailpipe, and Jimmy Butler is scoring points now. I don't know, man. But that's how desperate the Warriors were.
I mean, desperate.
Steve Kerr basically said, we need to add here.
For sure.
And so they got it done.
But I don't think adding Jimmy Butler is a desperation. But that seems like a smart basketball.
That player. Said, if I am the Warriors, I do the trade. And then I also say, let's bring him in. Because didn't he say, I'm not coming, right? Wasn't that the initial thing? He initially said before the trade, right? That they tried for Durant, and then Durant apparently wanted no part of it. And then they circled back on Butler and I guess decided, we'll hit your number, Jimmy. And so making this move makes sense in the fact that they now will show Jimmy all the organizational stuff that we have here. You're going to love it. Yeah. And we're gonna roll out the Warriors carpet, and you're going to play with Steph Curry, and we're going to win, and you're never going to want to put the banana back in the tailpipe. And I'm sure the Miami Heat thought the same exact thing. Because it's not like their organization is a turnip truck.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
You know what I'm saying?
That would be great if he came from a lousy organization.
Right. Like Mickey Arison and Pat Riley and Coach Spo are definitely going to be somebody saying, organizationally, we're a cut above, so you'll never pull that on us. And guess what? What else, Chris?
Hey, a bit of news for your team, TJ. Did you see who you guys added? A Clippers there? Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I did.
Bought out by the Brooklyn Nets, has joined the Los Angeles Clippers.
Yeah. Another part-time player who's
always
hurt.
What's with the buyouts in the NBA?
I don't know. It's been a rough NBA season.
Okay. Great.
I didn't even know the All-Star game was this weekend. I had no idea.
Okay, great.
Hey, a couple of baseball items. Also for you.
Which I do like as a great basketball
player. You're not going to win a playoff series either. All right. Speaking of teams that you probably root for and probably won't win either, the Mets.
Uh-oh.
Well, what did...
What is
Pete
this?
Pete Alonso is back,
yes,
the polar bear.
That's right. Let's go.
2 years, $54 million. Let's go.
Come on, baby. We didn't talk about this last week.
You had to do this. You
he
know
had
why?
To do,
no,
way,
no,
he
no,
know,
no.
He
no,
had
no,
to do
no,
it.
No, he didn't have to do it. He was hoping for something more than
well,
what the
Mets
gave.
Well, he thought he was going to get a nine-figure deal.
Yeah, for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So I'm saying he pretty much.
But the Mets had to do this because the guy on the screen, the polar bear on the screen, the guy who's done what he has done in Queens, he is the guy solely responsible for turning New York into a Mets town.
Probably.
Honestly, without Pete Alonso doing his thing in the home run derby and doing his thing for the Mets to get him to the NLCS only to lose, and for him to keep on hitting his head on the ceiling in Queens only to lose, and this guy with the passion that he has and the love that he engenders in the fan base has taken over the entire city. Name a borough, top to bottom, they are a Mets borough. And collectively, New York is a Mets town.
Glad you're coming.
And this is exactly what Juan Soto was talking about. Juan Soto would never have signed with the Mets and filled up his belly by... So his own? No. There's a menu on there, and a table was already set, filled with eats that Pete Alonso set. Okay? And without Pete Alonso, Juan Soto's not coming. Wait a minute. I'm told he would go wherever the money was. I got it.
Wait, which photo is that again? Is that the enhanced photo?
No. The one from the day before when his shirt was off and he was looking like Mike Yoke.
How does that's why the Mets are just feeding... The town.
4-0 against the Yankees last year. And man, for a city that you do not live in, you were taking this
do
really,
not,
really
Do
the
not
heart.
Live in. Do, no,
you
I don't, live. Don't
You haven't you lived live there in 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I don't have a finger on the pulse of what's going on in New York. I know no one there.
You might
My DNA's
folks.
Not from there. I'm not a New York sports fan from afar who constantly reads all the local papers and maybe on occasion listens into local radio. No. I have no idea. You know who does? Somebody who's never been there with the exception of last year, Juan Soto. That guy.
That's really all
and
he
some
can
guy,
go by.
Some guy, you know? AJ Minter, him too, some kid from Texas. He knows exactly who played in Atlanta. Yeah. Some minor league ball in that New York hotbed of, wait a minute, Mississippi. That's the guy who talks about real fans, all of it.
I think so you're the reason good people for you. Don't like New Yorkers is you.
Good for you. No, good
this
for you.
Right
Pete
here.
Alonso, you had to get him. Because otherwise, maybe it might flip to a Yankee town again.
It probably never will again.
I love you guys being rivals this year. It's so great.
There's no rivalry. They haven't beaten us.
It's so great.
And that's my take on Pete Alonso being rehired by the Mets.
Hey, we talked about Dodgers with Mad Dog. Clayton Kershaw back. 1 year deal. He's going to stay with LA. Hey,
did he defer anything? Because that's what you're supposed to do, right?
He has so. To.
Clayton Kershaw will be paid his 2025 salary.
I think all at once.
I think he will be paid his salary in M&Ms, and the rest of it will be deferred to when he's 80. That's the way the Dodgers set things up, right?
Must be nice.
Whatever works.
And just to make it comfortable for everyone else around him, he is now going to learn Japanese.
Kamsahamnida. Oh, that's Korean. Sorry.
Honestly, he will be paid his 2025 salary in candy. That's what I heard. He's just said, yeah, you know, actually, he's going to do it for free, I've been told. No, pay him nothing.
He's just going to pay them.
I'm cool with this.
Privilege.
It's going to be
How about Mad Dog saying, if he's Matt Rob season. Manfred, finish the sentence, I am blank about the Dodgers. He's
ticked off. It's going to be great.
I have a feeling that was the one role play where he was still a San Francisco Giant fan talking about.
Yeah. You're probably right about that.
So good. Glad that Clayton Kershaw's back. Fantastic.
NFL item that we missed last week. Kirk Cousins went on Good Morning Football. I don't know if you guys heard this. Remember he had that four-game losing streak where he was pretty terrible?
Yes.
And then ended up getting benched? Yes, sir. He said in the Week 10 game against the Saints, he took a hit and hurt his right shoulder and elbow, never talked about it the rest of the year, and that's why he played so poorly down the stretch.
Well, you know what? I don't. If that is the case, I don't blame him for saying that, because there's no chance he's going to be the backup quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons next year. He's been there and he's done that. He did that his rookie season, man. That's it. He's not a backup quarterback anymore. And his salary does not at all appear commensurate with a backup quarterback. The Falcons have no choice but to send him packing somewhere. And so he's just letting everyone know this had nothing to do with me suddenly having diminishing skills overnight, like you do see sometimes with NFL quarterbacks, where one week they're throwing for 500 yards and the next one they're done. And he's letting everyone know about that. That said, like if he did have those issues, then he should have gone straight to the, you know, coach and say, put in the kid. But it's a different ball of wax.
Yep.
When you've got a kid right there and you're at the end of your career or in one of your last big time contracts of your career. The issue is with Kirk Cousins, is who's going to take him for that amount of money? I don't think there's anybody that would do that. Anybody. So I don't know what the Falcons' choice is to do other than just to
eat it, cut him, and eat the cap hit. Oof.
Who's going to trade for him? Who's going to trade for that contract right now? Based off of, it doesn't nobody. Matter what Kirk Cousins told, you know, our friends Jamie and Kyle and
Peter and Akbar.
Right, yeah, and the rest of the crew there.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it doesn't matter what he told them.
You know, Cleveland would be a fit, but they're already eating Deshaun's contract for next year, so they're not going to take on more dead money.
How many Achilles-ravaged dead campers can you take on for a team?
It's a pretty good fantasy.
By the way, great fantasy team member. Achilles-ravaged dead campers. Achilles-ravaged. Yeah, right?
Okay. I don't know. All right, last one.
Yes, sir. The Jets, by the way. The Jets aren't going down that road with a guy pushing 40 coming off an Achilles injury.
No.
Been there, done that.
No. Tom Rock, who covers the NFL for Newsday, was bowing about the Super Bowl and tweeted this out. Not a definitive report, but in talking to league and media folks this past week, it sounds like no team wants anything to do with an off-season Hard Knocks this summer, and it may be one and done. He added, hard to imagine why.
I get it.
I cannot say anything but not a surprise.
It was the best Hard Knocks we've ever had.
It was so incredibly revealing and is exactly the sort of reason why Hard Knocks was created, to take a fan and put him or her as a fly on the wall. And this is what it is like to be in an NFL facility. That is why Hard Knocks was created. That's why everyone loved Hard Knocks when we were watching players try to make a team, and we watched players try to make a team and then didn't make the team. And we were taken into these meeting rooms where decisions were being made, and then we were taken into front office spaces where that news was broken to the players, and it was a complete behind-the-scenes glimpse, and fans couldn't get enough of it, and tons of teams are just nonstop saying, we cannot let this stuff out. And now here is a decision involving not just any player, but the player for the New York franchise of the Giants, and having that decision so controversial being made and having all the inner workings put on the screen, including the owner of the team not only voicing his concerns, but also having his body language voice those concerns, and the screen grabs everywhere.
Yeah, he's become a meme.
And the fact that Saquon then did what he did is 100% why teams will be like, no way, hard pass. And I feel for the NFL Films people who are so talented and so good and have only one mission, which is to make sure that the keeper of the flame and Steve Sable and his dad, Ed, have that flame burning bright. And what that means on behalf of the NFL, and what it means on behalf of the NFL and the NFL Films franchises, that they are now in a position of being told no because of how well they did their jobs. And that they're potentially being viewed in any way, shape, or form as non-additive, which is definitely not their mantra. It's a tough one, but I understand it. Let's take a break. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk will be joining us next. This is the Rich Eisen Show on the Wednesday after Super Bowl 59. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024. Fun show so far with Kurt Warner and Mad Dog Russo. You may have missed it at the end of our show yesterday. We addressed the crazy conspiracy theory that you can take a look at the upcoming Super Bowl's logo and color scheme and figure out who's playing in the game. And the NFL perhaps hearing that has now put a damn rainbow on the colors of Super Bowl 59. So to ask, I guess, who's playing in the game, might as well ask somebody who's already gotten the script because he works for NBC, which has next year's Super Bowl. Let's bring in Peacock's finest and creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. Who's in the Super Bowl next year based on the color scheme, Mike? What do you got for me?
I don't have the script, Rich.
Oh.
I write the script.
Oh. Yeah. My bad.
And let me tell you something. Bad. Can I just, you know the man whose name is on every football?
Yes.
You know him well. I would like you to contact Roger and ask him
yes.
for me. Hmm. When these damn lights are finally going to burn out that they gave out in the Super Bowl.
What?
I think like this is an ET situation and the mothership is going to show
wow.
up.
Wow.
I think it's become self-aware. It's been 3 days.
Oh my God.
And they're still going.
Is this from halftime? Is that Kendrick Lamar's halftime that those things
they
were
They gave leaving? These out and they put them in the press box too. So I guess okay. we were enlisted to engage in the entire game. It was from the beginning to the end. They had this light effects thing. We just set ours up on the ledge at the top of the press box so we wouldn't okay. have to worry about it. But I took them because I thought, yeah, you know, it's free stuff, right? I'm a sucker for free stuff, even though there's no use for this whatsoever, other than to drive me insane.
How great would it be if they went out right now? You know what I mean?
Like, I don't think they're ever going to go out. I think they're going to outlive me.
Well, I've been told that they only stay on for as much, they burn as bright as possible for people that the NFL's front office adore. So
No, I disagree. Somebody suggested that this is their way of finally getting me. That they're tracking me with this. They put a specific chip in the one at my seat in the press box, and it's just a matter of time before the knock comes. Although I am the one who knocks, I don't know. Maybe Roger is the one who knocks.
Mike Florio with the lights from the halftime wow. show of Super Bowl 59 that are still flashing. So do you put them in a drawer? Yeah, is that what you're doing?
Oh, you do. I'm afraid of them.
Don't feed it after midnight.
That's right. Great answer, man. It's like a gremlin. I like it. The Mogwai of Super Bowl 59. Mike Florio here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, now we're days removed. Your impression coming away from New Orleans is what?
Mike? We're reminded every so often that if you have an overpowering pass rush, it can get home without extra help. It makes it a lot easier to win the Super Bowl. Not necessarily a no-brainer to get there. You got to have the rest of the team and the rest of the pieces in place to get there. But once you get there, it's a lot easier to throttle a high-powered offense. Not that the Chiefs were a high-powered offense this year. It was probably their weakest group of pass catchers in any of their Super Bowl teams. But you just can't do anything. Everybody wants to crap on Mahomes about his performance. How can you do anything when the window closes on your opportunity to find an open receiver before you can find an open receiver because your receivers can't get open with seven guys in coverage and four guys. There were moments where four guys beat seven up front to get through to Mahomes. It really was dominant, and it's the only way you're going to beat the Chiefs. They've lost two Super Bowls, and they were blown out in both of them. If it's a close game, the Chiefs are going to win. The only way to beat them is knock them down early and put your foot on their throat and keep it there. I'm surprised the Eagles let up at all. And I think the Chiefs were determined to not have a score that went down in the record books as a complete and total butt-whooping. The two garbage time touchdowns made it look somewhat respectable. Pay no attention to 40-22. That was 40-6 until the Eagles called off the dogs.
Yeah, it was one of the biggest tail kickings I've seen in the Super Bowl in the 22 that I've been to. And now the Chiefs are kind of in the same spot as they were the last time they lost so decisively in the Super Bowl, where they got to hit the line. And, you know, Brett Veach did it. And then we saw what happened after that. How confident are you that this next few years of the Chiefs could be as successful as the last, Mike?
I think as long as they have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, they're going to be relevant. They're going to have to replace Travis Kelce at some point, probably sooner than later. He's thinking actively about retiring. And for many guys, if you're thinking that actively about it, you've already made your decision. You're just in the process of coming to terms with it, because it's not an easy thing to do. But he's in a position where he can make a lot more money away from football. He's already making more money away from football. He can make even more with his various off-field interests. So they're going to have to replace him. They're going to have to upgrade the receiving core. They're going to have to upgrade the offensive line. They're going to have to work on improving the defensive line. They've got a lot of work to do. And when you have the key piece of quarterback and coach, it makes it easier to do the other things. They'll be determined, though. I think Patrick Mahomes comes out of this game even more focused, even more intent on keeping things on track. The Chiefs aren't dead. They were dead for one game. Don't confuse that with the Chiefs being completely and totally done. They're going to keep going. 7 years with Patrick Mahomes as the starter. The worst outcome is losing the AFC Championship in overtime. That's the worst he's ever done in 7 years. That's not a fluke. So they'll do what they have to do, adjust what they need to adjust, and they'll be back. I don't know if they'll be back in the Super Bowl next year, but until somebody in the AFC can beat them in the playoffs, yeah, it could be the same thing all over again next year, and that's why they have to get better. It's one thing to navigate the AFC. It's another thing to take on the biggest, baddest bully the NFC can put on the field. They've beaten teams that were better than them in the past. They just stepped on a rake on Sunday, and they're going to have to go back to the drawing board and figure out how to avoid an outcome like that in the future.
Mike Florio here on the Rich Eisen Show, contributor of Football Night in America, creator and editor of Pro Football Talk. Check him out on Peacock also. You can see that on Roku. The order of business is now for Howie Roseman is what for Philadelphia?
Well, just keep doing what you're doing. Last year, the draft for them was a luxury proposition. They had no weaknesses. They had no needs. And then they had both Quinyon Mitchell fall to them in round one and Cooper DeJean, a guy who got multiple Super Bowl MVP votes, fall to them in round two. They just are blessed. They're charmed. And they're just going to keep going. Now, they got to find a new offensive coordinator. It'll be their fourth offensive coordinator in 4 years. And we saw what happened after the last Super Bowl appearance when they lost both coordinators. The next year was a debacle. And it's not going to be easy, but this is a team that has the players, just better players than everyone else. And it's a lot easier to win when you got better players than everyone else. You get to a point where you can just tell them what you're going to do and go do it. That's basically what every tush-push play is. You're declaring to the world, this is what we're going to do. Try to stop us, and you can't. So whatever weaknesses they have, and there aren't many, they'll address them. And they'll find a way to keep going. And, you know, we went from the Patriots dynasty right into the Chiefs dynasty. The Eagles disrupted the back end of the Patriots dynasty. And now they're disrupting the midpoint, who knows, of what the Chiefs are doing. The Eagles might be starting their own. We'll see what they do next year.
And what, with contracts for Sirianni, Zach Bond, like that, what is that to-do list look like?
Well, Sirianni's got 1 year left under contract, and there was an item over the weekend about how a Super Bowl win could be worth many more millions to him. I really don't know what his leverage would be, because he could do what Kevin O'Connell was thinking about doing, the Vikings coach. If he didn't get the kind of extension he wanted, he could have coached out the final year of his contract in 2025 and become a free agent, which rarely happens for coaches for a variety of reasons. Sirianni could do that if he wants to. He'll get an extension. The question is, how much more money does owner Jeffrey Lurie put on the table because they finished the job? Sirianni was not in the thick of things in the voting for Coach of the Year. He was very low on the final ballots that were put out there, and he's got one of the best teams. So they'll get it worked out. I don't think they're going to be worried about him walking away. And if he would walk away after 2025, they'd be lining out the door to replace him, because this team, this talented team, is going to keep going. You mentioned Bond. He goes from backup to all pro. Got to properly compensate him. And Josh Sweat, Super Bowl hero, a 1 year, $10 million contract. He thought he should have been Super Bowl MVP. And that really would have made a difference, I think, because there would have been some team out there that just would have gotten googly-eyed over getting the Super Bowl MVP in free agency and possibly overpaid him. We saw that with Larry Brown when he was the Super Bowl of, or the MVP of Super Bowl 30. We saw it with Dexter Jackson when he was the MVP of Super Bowl 37.
Mike Florio here on the Rich Eisen Show. Now we turn the page to all 32 being in the same boat-ish. The story of the offseason will be what, Mike?
I think it comes in waves and it comes in phases. Aaron Rodgers' future is going to loom over everyone until we know where he's going to go and who's going to want him. Sam Darnold, another quarterback who is going to be in demand, and I don't think we'll be back with the Minnesota Vikings. The running back stuff from last year, you know, it's funny. During the season, when it kind of settled in that even though you can find a running back anywhere and any place where you could, you know, you need one in the draft, any round or undrafted, great running backs are different. And we finally figured that out. And look at what happened with Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs last year. There's no one like that this year because at some point during the season, the teams with players who were due to become free agents at that position, they acted. The Cardinals signed James Conner to an extension. The Panthers signed Chuba Hubbard to an extension. We're not going to have that same influx for other teams of great running backs. They're just not going to be out there. And I wonder if the running backs are going to be overdrafted now because people are going to convince themselves they need a great one and they're going to throw the dart when the draft rolls around to get a great one because look at what a difference a great one can make.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, Mike. The quarterback market is going to be pretty darn big because of the teams that might not get one in the draft, or they'll eventually assess the draft and say, not worth the top 10 pick. Let's go a little bit more safe on this front. So in terms of the names you just mentioned there, why do you think Sam Darnold's not going to be back in Minnesota? What gives you that?
Well, Kevin
sense?
O'Connell, when he was making the rounds last Friday after being named coach of the year, he told us, and I'm sure he said this on other shows as well, Sam Darnold has earned the right to be a free agent. And that's a way of saying we're not going to use the franchise tag because we don't want to pay him $40 million. I think they'd be willing to keep him if he goes out and he exhausts his options elsewhere, decides that he'd rather come back to Minnesota for less than what he could get elsewhere, which I presume is going to be the case. But you've got teams that would love to have a guy who won 14 games last year, regardless of the 58-18 final score of the two games at the end of the season, sparked by Darnold getting an unexpected case of the yips in the Week 18 finale in Detroit, where he just started to throw helium balloons to every guy that was open. I mean, they were in position to nail down the number one seed, and it fell apart. But the Raiders would love to have that kind of problem, where they got a guy that's going to win a bunch of regular season games. And when you look around the league at the teams that are looking, I think Darnold becomes an attractive name. And there are many others out there. Before 2020, there really wasn't much of a free agent market at the starting caliber quarterback position. Something changed with Brady's free agency to Tampa Bay. And there are more teams that are willing to let the bird in the hand go and try to find someone else because you've either got a franchise quarterback or you don't. And if you have a guy in the middle, once you know that guy's not going to be top five, I think you say, number one, we're not going to overpay to keep him. And number two, we'll go back to the drawing board and scratch off the lottery ticket and see if we can find a winner that's going to make us a consistent contender at a high level.
And Aaron Rodgers, what's your reporting on the breakup and everything in your belief of it, Mike?
This thing has been coming for weeks. I pay very close attention to Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers is very good for my business. Aaron Rodgers' stories sell. I mean, let's face it, that's why we're here. We're trying to find things that people are going to be interested in. My guiding principle is if it's interesting to me, I assume it's going to be interesting to other people. And his status with the Jets and all the different things he said are very interesting. He's been needling Woody Johnson for weeks, if not months. When he's on Pat McAfee on Tuesday, when he has his weekly press conferences on Wednesday, he just has a little jab here and a little jab there. And I've believed for a long time he wants out, but he wants the Jets to be the ones to end it. He could, at the appropriate time, paint himself as the victim, use it as motivation. I fully believe he wanted to move on, and he will be moving on. And it's not a surprise. The question becomes, when you consider the 2 years in New York, the four snaps in 23 and the five regular season wins in 24 with numbers that are not characteristic of Aaron Rodgers' career, does he want to go somewhere else and risk another bad year? Or does he want to go somewhere where he thinks that the deck will be stacked a little bit better in his favor? I've been saying Pittsburgh for a long time, and we're getting closer and closer to decision-making time. DraftKings has Aaron Rodgers as the favorite to go to Pittsburgh, 2-1. I don't know what that really means because the betting drives that to a certain extent, but I think Pittsburgh makes sense. Russell Wilson, I'll be surprised if he's back. Justin Fields, he may want more money than they're willing to pay. And while they wait to find their next long-term answer at the position via the draft, they could do a lot worse than Aaron Rodgers. And I think Mike Tomlin could do a good job managing that personality. The challenge will be getting everyone in the organization on the same page. Because my guess is, and it's probably a little more than a guess, There's going to be some people in that front office, on that coaching staff, who say, do we really want to do this? Does it really? Does the juice really outweigh the squeeze here? Because Rodgers, who can still throw it, but is it worth putting up with everything that Rodgers brings? And could Mike Tomlin convince him on the way through the door what reportedly on the way out the door the Jets weren't inclined to get him to do, or able to get him to do, not do the McAfee show every week and be locked in for the full extent of the offseason program? And I think if he's going to do it anywhere, he's going to do it in Pittsburgh. I just think it just makes sense. If you want to win, you go to Pittsburgh. And if you want a quarterback that just needs to be pointed in the right direction, I think Rodgers could be the answer.
And with Devontae, is he a package deal with Devontae Adams, you think? Or certainly
that would
Pittsburgh?
Be interesting.
Well, because you're hearing Devontae wants to go back west, which totally makes sense. I mean, his family and things of that nature are out here. So, you know.
Well, Adams will be cut. We're entering the back end of a contract that, and we see this from time to time, the non-guaranteed years of a contract often will be deliberately bloated to drive up the average value of the deal so everybody looks good on the player's side. The player, I'm making a lot more than I'm really making, and the agent negotiated this record deal. There's these phony baloney back-end years, and there's no way the Jets are going to keep him. It's over $30 million they'd have to pay him. So he'll get to go wherever he wants to go. He'll be a free agent for the first time in his career. And if he wants to follow Aaron Rodgers, wherever Aaron Rodgers goes, so be it. It would be hilarious if Rodgers goes to the Raiders, although I don't think it's in his best interest to do that. It would be hilarious if he goes there and Adams goes from being traded by the Raiders to going back to the Raiders.
Mm. Well, I think the house of the Taco Bell is probably still there. So, you know,
if he goes to Pittsburgh, he'd have a Permanis or something.
There
in his
you
house.
Go. Yeah. I like it. And I don't need to ask the last question of you, Mike, because I could see the lights flashing off your microphone the entire time. They're still on, right? The lights are still Super Bowl 59 lights.
This
are still
is
on.
A different green light. But I was just thinking, if Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams would end up in Pittsburgh, I will give them these.
Yes.
They can have these as a reminder of their time with the Jets. They're flashing green.
Yes.
I will personally drive them to Pittsburgh and give them to them because I fully believe they'll still be going strong when the contracts are signed.
Please keep us surprised as to how long those lights stay on, Mike. I'm fascinated by it. It's like Kramer's gas tank. It won't stop, right? It keeps going.
I thought of that. When will it finally go to E? But these things, yeah, I'm about ready to Thelma and Louise.
I was about to say,
things.
I feel like you and I should just hold hands and watch us drive off together. Mike, thanks again, brother. Great
thanks,
season.
Buddy.
We'll chat again real soon. I'll see you in Indy, if not before. That's Mike Florio, the creator and editor of Pro Football Talk. There he goes. The NFL absolutely is like, let's give him lights that never go out, that SOB.
Those are just for him?
Oh, yeah. Those are just for Florio. He knows that, too. Deep down, he knows.
That makes sense.
All right, we'll take a break. Rich Ackerman's here with a sports update here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. And you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a 5-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Your process in coming up with these videos, right upon the Cowboys' misery, just piling on.
There's no real process. I mean, it hits me naturally. It's very impromptu, extemporaneous, right off the cuff.
Yes.
I sincerely mean from the bottom of my heart, I don't care whether you're young or old, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter to me. I think that Dallas Cowboys fans are the worst, most disgusting, most nauseating fan base in American history. Nobody disgusts me more than a Cowboy fan because they never, ever, ever take a moment to smell their own stench. This is a team that hasn't won a Super Bowl since 1995, and they walk around like they're the reigning defending Super Bowl champions every single year.
I've got a Dallas Cowboy fan here, Rich Eisen Show social media extraordinaire, grandmaster TJ Jefferson, who...
My condolences to him.
He is reasonable. I do want to say that. I mean, you're right, but you did say 5 years ago, though, you were thoroughly just like every other Cowboy fan that Stephen A. has
received. I probably resembled the remarks that he made.
Okay.
You know? But, I mean, nobody feels that way anymore, man. And I don't,
really?
I'm on Cowboys Twitter a lot. I see a bunch of angry and annoyed Cowboy fans. I don't see Cowboys fans, like, walking around, like, thinking we're the Chiefs or something. Like...
Yeah. What do you think, Steve?
Oh, my Lord. I don't know you. I don't know you. And I don't mean to cast any aspersions on you as a human being. I'm sure you're a very nice, highly intelligent dude. But for this particular subject, you are a damn liar. No way. There is no way that you can say with a straight face that you don't run into Cowboy fans thinking like this. Cowboy fans are the most arrogant, disgusting, nauseating fan base you could possibly find. You never take a second to smell your own stuff. And I'm just looking at here. You know, one of the great, great moments that I had.
Yes.
All right. Remember 2010 when you ended up going 6-10? But then those weren't my favorite years with the Cowboys. Because I actually liked the Cowboys when the playmaking and Smith and Troy Aikman were there and stuff like that, and Primetime came over to San Francisco and all of this other stuff. But here was my favorite moment, 2011, 2012, 2013. Not only did the Dallas Cowboys finish 8-8 each season, they had the last game of the regular season with the division crown on the line and lost all 3 years to each of the teams in the division. It doesn't get much sweeter than that. And even then, y'all still walk around. We'll be back next year. You'll see.
Stephen A. Smith, back in 2020, and it's amazing how long you have been saying the same thing over and over again. We Cowboys fans, we're not delusional anymore. We're totally realistic. We see what time it is.
And that's, I stand
by
that.
You've been saying that for 5 years in a row now.
Yeah, I make the occasional joke, like, at the beginning of the season, the Chiefs are going to lose to the Cowboys in the Super Bowl. I don't believe that. I'm on my last legs with this squad. You know that.
Save your time.
Really? You're on the edge of no longer being a Cowboy fan.
Here's the deal, right? Like, this year, why do this to yourself? It's sports. You're supposed to have fun, right? I don't want to spend the next 15, 20 years of my life going through this every single year with this team.
I'm a 55-year-old that was rooting for the Jets for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it was cool, and I had my moment, and you can't take that away from me. But
never. Like, I would never do that. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Fun show, if I may say so fun myself. Show. I think it's been a lot fun of fun. It's been great. And as soon as we're done, O'Shea Jackson Jr., TJ Jefferson with No Contest Wrestling.
Yes.
Our Overreaction Monday podcast has been out there since Monday. All 3 hours of this show, in case you missed it, available on the Cumulus Podcast Network, the Rich Eisen Podcast Network. What the Football, Susie Schuster, Amy Trask had Jim Nance to kick off the season. Hello, friend.
Hello.
And hello, just to tell you, just to show you what a friend he is and what a man of his word that he is, he said at the end, this has been fun. Mm-hmm. Have me on at the end to finish the season. okay.
You know, Susie Oldham.
Susie hit up Jim, and Jim's like, absolutely.
I did.
I believe when they were you here when he zoomed in initially, he was behind the wheel of a car.
Oh no!
Yeah, I think he was just picking up one of his kids.
Amazing.
And then he wound up settling, and then they recorded What the Football with Jim Nance, a man who has called more. He's the leader in terms of calling Patrick Mahomes games. And his opinion on Super Bowl 59. Hit it.
You've called more games of the Chiefs than anybody. Have you ever seen them play the way they played on Sunday?
Nothing even close. Well, if there was anything that was somewhere in the stratosphere, it would have been that Super Bowl game in Super Bowl 55 in Tampa. Mm-hmm. Now, we know they were able to rebuild from that and come back and win the next two. But I think they've got a bigger task at hand. I really think this is going to take some overhauling at a number of positions, right on the offensive line to start mm-hmm. with. You know, you're looking at Kelce right here. Is he going to come back? I don't know. There's a lot to rebuild there. And I don't want to take anything away from Brett Veach. He's very capable. He's got the rings to show it. You know, I referenced at the start about the mindset that this was a 40-22 final as opposed to 40-6 mm-hmm. or 47-6. I actually think that's big for Kansas City. I do, as silly as this sounds. If you went into the offseason at 40-6, you got to be asking yourself questions. Can I ever get back there? How much do we have to start over? It plays on your mind. It would be really difficult to ever dig out of that. Weirdly, 40-22 says, and we all know they got completely dominated. But at 40-22, you go into the season, it's a respectable score. We've come back before from a similar margin. And, you know, we'll go figure this thing out. We got Patrick Mahomes. And listen, we got Andy Reid.
Yes, yes, yes.
But what Howie is stocked and put together, you do have to let your mind move forward a little bit and say, wow, they're going to have this same roster back next year. They're going to be an overwhelming favorite next year to repeat. They may be the team. I'm going to get carried away here, but maybe they're the team that goes out there and sets the record for the first three-peat.
Ooh.
Team's going to be around. They're loaded.
And Jim was just en fuego, to use the DP phrase. He also thinks the tush push should be banned. There's a lot of stuff on there that you should check out. What the Football, Susie Schuster, Amy Trask, wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, if you want to watch it on the Rich Eisen Show YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Maybe they're the three-peaters. Could you imagine they prevent the three-peat and then they go ahead? That means Eagles fatigue sets in 5 minutes ago over there. You imagine?
Wow. Yes.
Oh, my God. There are enough flower shops and mariachi bands in the world if that happens, TJ Jefferson. Get ready.
It might not matter because I might not be on the Cowboys train. And
oh, no. I don't think that would.
I don't think it matters.
You think Carl Anthony Towns would have that sort of nuance or wrinkle to it? Don't think so.
Well, he's wasting his money, then. Sure.
So that wraps up this edition of the Rich Eisen Show back on the Roku Sports Channel to wrap it. Everyone else, we'll chat again on Thursday.
YouTube personality Betty Johnson has cracked the code on a new era of newsmaking.
It's got to be music to your ears. It's like the angels singing.
Listen, learn, and laugh.
I had a feeling you'd be in a very good mood. Oh, this is going to be a glorious day on Capitol Hill for you, sir.
It's a new cultural landscape.
So it's an important moment right now. Does this deserve another look?
The Benny Show.
Seize it in all of its glory.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.